In the formulation of industrial policy, geopolitical considerations matter. It could be instructive to follow what general policies were pursued by France in the post-war period and in some of the most industrialized nations of the day, in order to kind of to find or to understand what has been done before by those who have succeeded. Having endured the effects of foreign invasion and occupation, France emerged from the Second World War with significant economic reversals. The New World Order presented a multiplicity of obstacles to France's political and economic ambitions. Competition involved friends and enemies, and presented both challenges and opportunities to maximize French outcomes. I elaborate in gross terms the French experience. Laissez-faire and the dirigiste. Laissez-faire versus dirigiste. Laissez-faire is a French term that roughly translates into let it do as it will. Dirigiste is another French term that refers to the attitude of active management. These terms have been used by economists and political analysts to describe and compare the character of the relationships between states and their markets. A laissez-faire regime allows the economy to operate under the mercy of market forces with little interference. A dirigiste regime is actively involved in managing the government, or rather the economy. Gaullish dirigisme, a less free market. For many decades following the Second World War, the nation that invented the term laissez-faire was not keen to allow its economy to operate freely at the mercy of the market forces. Charles de Gaulle and successive leaders promoted state intervention with the objective of building French industrial champions that could compete with any multinationals the United Kingdom and the United States could field. The attitude of the French political elite towards concepts such as a free market suggests that they were regarded as British American ideas that would not necessarily result in desirable political, economic, and cultural outcomes within the French sphere of influence. This is perhaps an attitude that is more artistic than scientific. I mean this in the sense that it is not that the idea itself lacks any merit, but rather that for the French context at that particular time and place, the free market was not to be given free rein. The balance of power dance. The aversion to British American influence is also reflected in the French attitude towards their European project. By the division of Germany into West and East, it was evident that the United States and Great Britain sought to allow for the economic re-emergence of Germany. The French response was to embrace political and economic integration. Charles de Gaulle infamously voted against the inclusion of the United Kingdom into the predecessor of the European Union. All the while, the French did not allow the economy to evolve without heavy state influence. The French also denied NATO, or you could say the United States, command of French forces in the event of future NATO conflict. For their part, the English and the Americans had refused to share nuclear weapons technology with France. They argued that their own weapons would be sufficient as a NATO-wide deterrent against the Soviet conventional and nuclear threat. The French would eventually develop, test, and field their own nuclear deterrent. It is important to recall that French borders were violated by different German regimes 3 times in the span of 70 years. It was important, critical even, for the French that the Franco-German relationship be well managed. On the whole, French state policy, independence, European integration, and collective defense agreements in NATO reflect a determination to maintain French interests in sovereignty, defense, and industry against those of its NATO allies. The Soviet threat and the encroachment of American and British influence within traditional French sphere of influence. Balancing is normal. France's embrace of the European Union project was calculated to balance against UK-US influence in France and continental Europe. The French would pursue close relations with West Germany and then the unified Germany. In the French pursuit of a Grand France, industrial and political and military prestige were paramount. In a similar vein, West Germany and the United Kingdom would also work to balance against France. Finally, as a Franco-British collaboration with Israel in the Suez Canal crisis demonstrates, the French and the British would work together to maintain their own power elsewhere. This is the geopolitical theory of the balancing of power at play. Quasi-dirigisme and competition policy within the European Union. Now, today, the European Union competition policy is also designed to encourage the growth of industrial and service champions to challenge multinationals from Japan, the United States, the United Kingdom, and more recently, China. This explains Airbus and the European Aeronautic and Defense Company, EADS. EADS built the A380 and competes with Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and other American firms of that ilk. Europe also subsidizes European farmers to a degree that renders their global counterparts uncompetitive in European markets, if at all they have access to them. In the pursuit of its industrial policy, France has imputed its own national, economic, and geopolitical considerations. Hello there. Welcome. What follows is an exploration of the relationship between geopolitics and industrialization. I embark on this journey as a student, ready to express my perspectives firmly, eager to see what I encounter along the way, and willing to revise, to go back and reassess what I thought previously. The beauty of a scholarly life is learning. Thank you.